I'm not sure about that. Most of these think of them as your girlfriend, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if a boy didn't want to, say, a girl to... If a girl, say, didn't want a boy to marry a boy, what would she do, or...
She go back over there. Ethel.
If a girl stopped letting a boy come over to see her, you say she...
She turned him down, you know, or...
Okay. He asked her to marry her, but she... To marry him, but she didn't
rejected her, turned him down. Yeah. Rejected, and actually would be a good word for it.
Well, he hadn't been the same since she...
Yeah.
Since she did...
Since she turned him down.
Yeah.
Or rejected him.
Now, you might say, and, they went ahead and got married, or they got what? Any other ways of saying that?
I reckon that'd be about the best way to put it. They went ahead and got married, or got married, or, you know.
After a wedding, would folks ever have some kind of thing?
Well, they'd have their, you mean right after a wedding, like their acceptance, you know, they'd have a place where, either there or somewhere else where they'd go, you know, and they'd be served, you know, with a fresh mints and cake, you know, and such as that. And then they're ready for the honeymoon, you know. Take off, usually, you know.
When you were married, did you have some people come out around and maybe fire off pistols or something ready?
No, that was them chivalries. Them taking a place where a single person would marry one that had been married. That brought chivalry on. That was their rule on that. I think if they both had been married before, they wouldn't be as likely to chivalry as they would. If one, say a man said he'd been married and his wife was deceased, or they'd separated and he'd married a single girl, on those terms, that was a chivalry. They'd take horns and guns, you know, and anything, and piece of metal they could beat on, and they'd make some romping rackets. Round and round the house they'd go. And they generally slip up on them. They never let them know when it's going to happen either. I'd help pull those some. It would just be friends, so you know, they was always generally accepted very good.
Yeah.
Just a big time, you know.
They never chivalry people then when they were getting mad, when they were mad?
Not two single people, no. I never knew that wasn't in it. It was where one or the other was a widow or widower, you know. And maybe both widows. Maybe both, but generally just one was the main thing. They'd get them pretty well.
Mr. Charlie, would they ever do anything to folks like when they were unpopular, if they were made unpopular political decision or something like that, or?
Like, you mean in office?
Yeah. Would they ever come around and do things like that to them, or, you know, wake them up at night, or kind of hoot around the house, or?
No, I never knew of it around here. Never did.
Well, kind of like that story that man was telling. They call that, they did what to those niggers? They did a...
Well, that was just routing them, you know.
Routing them?
Yeah.
They were giving them a what?
That's what I was telling you earlier, though, that niggers, they were bad on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those things was true. I'm not too familiar with that particular case there, but, yeah. I know that it happened, and I've been in on just a little bit of it years and years ago, but not as bad as he's talking about.
Yeah. Now, if children, you say 4 o'clock usually is the time when school, up there, that's the time when school...
Turns out?
Yeah.